While Owain Glyndŵr's name passed into legend to become a rallying cry for the Welsh in times of hardship, at the time, the rebellion seemed to change very little in Wales. Professor Tony Carr.
You look at a particular area, you look at the leading families, you look at all the people who are holding office at the local level in the 1390s. You can make a list of these. You look at the revolt and you find that most of them are in rebellion. You look at the second decade of the 15th century after the revolt. Where are these people? They're back in the offices they were holding in the 1390s.
As the 1400s progressed, an increasingly disinterested royal family and absentee marcher lords created a situation that gave certain people the chance to improve their lot.
The truth of the matter is that Wales in the 15th century was a land of opportunity.
Historian Dr. Matthew Griffiths of the Open University in Wales.
It was an opportunity if you were trying to acquire land, but it was also an opportunity if you were trying to acquire office. And although that might have been a somewhat quixotic business, given the political tensions caused by the Wars of the Roses, the small gentry families who had been building up their acres and building up their connections, you know, from the 1300s onwards, come into their own as local rulers within the context of the administration of the March and the administration of the Principality of Wales.